Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, ain't you said, come up above. You know you make my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to lift me up. Life is a twist.
Radio, trying to have a good time, trying to kick the weekend off with some good music. And you know, we gotta move. It's all about the workout, right? It's all about taking care of ourselves and feeling good about ourselves. You know, a lot of times we don't feel so good, but you know, but if we could do what we need to do, you know, if we're going through things that may be stressful mentally for us, at least we could do something to make us feel better in that issue, right? And so I say it's nothing like a good workout. It's nothing like good music, good fun, and just enjoying yourself and feeling good about yourself, feeling, and then at the end of the day, you will feel better about yourself. Man, I tell you, and we can get this going. Now listen, for a lot of my friends that are overseas, it's evening, so you've already had your day, right? But you know what? It's party time, right? It's time to get your party on, all right? We're just trying to get going here, over here in California, US of A. And so, but over there in overseas in the UK and Amsterdam and in Lagos, Nigeria and South Africa, where my friends are, hey, man, you guys are ahead of us. So I get it. So listen, time to get your party on. I know you're probably taking a shower, getting ready to go out and have a good time. Some of y'all are just going for a walk like Greg and Phil like to go for walks. So whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy, do whatever you got to do. But to my friends, don't just sit on the couch and be a couch potato, okay? Come on, we're just going to have an hour of just slam jam, hit the groove real hard, and get moving, all right? So come on, guys, work out with us. Work out with us. Come on, I feel you. Let's go.
Beneath me with terror
to grow up someday, 'cause I got bills to pay. I can't be waking up with someone else's place. I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month. I should be saving up, but I just got paid. I'm home, but I'm boring.
One. remember the day when I first laid my eyes on you. Girl, you took me away like a beautiful afternoon. Now I wonder what went wrong. So many things I can undo. Baby, I wanna go back in your arms. You unsay the things I say to you, say to you. You wanna know.
Keep it right.
All right. Man, it's a great Saturday, and I'm enjoying Solo Wants to Dance, man. How about you?
Oh, man. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. I've been outside since 6 a.m. working, and I'm building a bedroom for one of my horses. It's actually called, it's called a stall, right? So I have a couple stalls on the other side of the barn, but one of my horses is not being really nice to my new horse. So I decided I'm going to build him his own little place. So I'm building him a nice little place, and the day I put his bedding down, oh, man, so it's nice and soft. Because the strangest thing is they stand when they sleep. Right? Some of them, they'll lay down and chill and look at, you know, periodically they lay down like the cows lay down and they'll just look at
right.
you. Right. And every once in a while, I'll see them laying on their side and then I get worried, like, whoa, something happened to my horse, right? And I run over there, are you up? And then they jump up and I go, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up your groove. But no, it's so what's happening is this stuff that I put down on the floor is called horse bedding, right? And it's really soft. It's really soft for them when they're standing on it with their huffs, you know. It's soft for them, and so it feels good. So I put that down on top of some other bedding, and so it's really
right.
nice and soft in there. And then I've been building this room, and so I just got to get my gates put on now, and it's all good. It's all good. I got everything done except for the gates, so I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you accomplishing stuff.
I'm a country boy now. I'm turning into a Farmer John. And it's all good, man. It's all good. I just got to stay in shape. We have a heat advisory here. So it's going to be like 101 degrees. So, you know, you got to, you know, get out there early and do what you got to do and then run inside and do radio.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then run back out there. But I can't go back out. I got to wait for about 3 hours or 4 hours before the sun goes down. So, but anyway, it's all good, man. We're blessed. And I just want to say my niece graduated again. I don't know how many degrees she got, but she got a doctorate in education yesterday. So congratulations to Latasha. We love you, and you're the first doctor. Well, doctor, my wife is a doctor, but, you know, she's the first and kind of the first and the second. How do you say that? How do you? I don't know. Yeah. So, but anyway, we're just very happy for her and my sister, you know, and her dad, and everybody's
right.
so excited and stuff. And she's got a big gig coming up working for the government. So she's really rocking and rolling. I'm very happy for her. So go, Latasha. Do your thing, girl. You know, her punishment when she was a child was they would take books away from her. She couldn't read. That would be my punishment
Whoa.
If they gave me a book. They took the books away, and she would cry. No reading today. You on punishment. Like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was her punishment. She's always been very brilliant, very smart. And her kids are just like her. They, you know, they're studious and very beautiful kids. And I'm so proud of her. She's done so well. So, anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
congratulations.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks, Greg, for that beautiful flyer. I think Greg, this picture of this green is so bright. And he was like, ooh, it's like an eyesore. I forgot he said eye something, I believe. Right? And I was like, but I think it would look beautiful with Soul Eye Records Radio on it. And then he's like, ooh. And so then he did it. He says, look at your flyer. And then he likes it now. He likes it now. But it's like that. If you look at on the switchboard, Don, and then you go, you know where the cursors are where you move the volume of the music up?
Uh-huh.
All the way down to the left where it's green is that color, but even brighter. But that just like that.
Oh.
he posted it. It's in the Soul Eye Records Radio group, so you can see it if you want to see it. But anyway, we got to get back to the music and stuff. And Don, we just pray that you have a good time, a good weekend. And all you guys, we pray for all you guys to try to have a blessed weekend. And in the meantime, also pray for Ukraine while you're on your knees, you know, and keep them in your prayer because they are having, obviously, a tough weekend. So, and just a tough life right now. So just please keep all those babies in your prayers and all the people, all the innocent people.
No doubt.
Over there, okay? So, because I know some Russian fighters don't want to do it. They don't want to do that. They're fighting their own cousin. They're like, I don't want to kill my cousin. You crazy?
Yeah,
they're family members, you know. So, you know, it's like it's really hard on them. And a lot of them didn't even know that they were going into a war. They were told it was
mm-hmm.
some kind of training thing. They're like, what? We're in a war. Don't say you're in a war. You'll get shot. It's crazy. It's crazy over here. So we need to count our blessings here, even though it's crazy here with our politicians. But we still need to count our blessings because it could be worse, you know. So,
yeah.
But we still pray for our politicians. I heard a politician say the other day, and it really made me very upset, And I'm only saying this because I was really, really, really upset. And he says to the lady that if it's inevitable that you're going to get raped anyway, just kick back and enjoy it.
Oh, man, yeah. I heard that douchebag say that.
Like, what grown man would say that? I tell you what, mister, you go to jail first.
As a matter of fact, he was referencing. As a matter of fact, he was referencing his daughter, his own daughter.
His own daughter. Exactly.
If it was an evidence, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I like to see him go to jail, and just think about what he said. Go to jail, and if you're gonna get raped, go ahead and enjoy it. Yeah, I bet. Let's see how much you enjoy it, and then come back and tell it. Yeah, I bet you won't say that again.
Ouch!
Rape is a little more than what you think it is, silly man. But anyway, guys, God bless you. Take care. And we're going to have a little bit more fun. Keep on working. Keep on moving. Keep on grooving. Keep on doing what you do as we love it because we know what you came here for.
They say this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at
Out there. But anyway, guys, so if you were working out with us from the beginning, all right, cool beans. I hope you feel good. I hope you are good. You know, that's 35 minutes, right? So congratulations and thank you. We're going to keep on moving and grooving and stuff, so we got about another 23 minutes left, so don't turn the channel yet. All right, so listen, I want to do something special here. We want to, you know, dedicate the next couple of songs to the mothers here that we love so much and appreciate. This is Mother's Day weekend, and we just want to say thanks to all the moms around the world, moms, M-O-M and M-U-M, moms around the globe. We just want to say we love you and appreciate you, and thank you for being our moms. Thanks for loving us. When we couldn't even do anything for ourselves, you guys were there blessing us, feeding us, changing us, dealing with us, with our attitudes and just, you know, making sure we went to school and got our education and just guiding us, you know, helping us to be adults, you know, moving us right to that beautiful place. And it's so much that you've done for us, taking us to doctor's appointments, going grocery shopping, you know, cooking when you're exhausted after working all day, and making sure that we had something to eat, waking us up in the morning, getting us ready, getting us dressed for school, and then taking us. You know, it's so much that gets on the plate of a mother. And so, you know, and dads as well. And I just want to say thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. And to those amazing moms that, you know, that stuck it out and, you know, and didn't drop us off, but you hung in there. And for the ones that did drop us off, you know, thank you for, you know, knowing that you couldn't handle it. And so you took us someplace where we would be safe. And sometimes adoption is not so bad. It's better to be adopted than to be dead, right? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just looking ahead. So, you know, we don't come down on you for that. We love you, too. And we appreciate you, too, because it's amazing. And to those stepmothers who stepped in and chose to be your mother and chose to take care of you and chose to guide you and be that person that you could lean on anytime, 24/7. Thank you, stepmom. Thank you so much. We love you. You guys are amazing. You know, I mean, you just stepped in and took on this serious, serious thing that was so much bigger than, you know, we can imagine. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing. To the mothers of the church, thank you for always being there for us and giving us someone to look up to and just showing us how it's done the right way. Thank you. We love you and appreciate you, and you carry such a big burden, and we're so grateful that you know you put yourselves out there like that, and you bless the church, and we thank you so much, because we need to have peace, love, and happiness in our community, and you guys do such an amazing job. So thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Anyway, so I want to go ahead on and get started here. Just, you know, play a couple songs that, you know, that just makes us think about our moms and how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are, and all the great things that they've done for us. So, don't forget, tomorrow's Mother's Day. You got to get out there and, you know, get what you got to get. Do what you got to do for mama. And you know, it is, you know, some of our moms are not here anymore, but we got those memories, and those memories, God gave them to us for a reason, all right? So you just smile when you think about, my mom was awesome. My mom, God gave me this so that I could remember her, remember the beautiful things that she done for me, remember that God put her in my life. He made her my mom. He made her my mom, you know, and so thank you, mom. Thank you. So anyway, guys, so here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. We love you. And once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We love you.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know I love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know I love you.
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama.
Like saying hello and thank you. other fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were out on it, man.
Better, better say, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah. Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to be?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yes.
Where you been, boy?
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all on us.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
she was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to drink. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
My Pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah.
Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know where your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bigs today.
Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Mama,
mama,
mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama, mama
There she goes, Miss Whitney Houston. Rest in peace, beautiful. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. We enjoyed hanging out with you guys. We hope you enjoyed yourselves as well. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. You guys all have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time. I'll be back tomorrow to do my praise show. Otherwise, we'll see you on Tuesday. God bless. Good night. God bless. See you, Greg.
Like a poolside chair, jump on in the water's warm and I'm already there. So with the fast forward button on this lovely moon, to a sip and champagne, don't stop for the moon. Come on,
hey, hey, hey.
Good morning, love. Last night was something else. I hope you enjoy. Yes, and the rest of our lives will be so good.